Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is The Dugout, every Tuesday at 1 with Bump and Stacey. Inside access to the clubhouse from Shannon Dreher on Seattle Sports, the home of the Mariners.
Talking Mariners with Mariners insider Shannon Dreher on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. It was a big night for a lot of guys last night, Shannon. 10 hits from this lineup. Who do you think was maybe feeling the most relief after this game, though?
The manager?
That's true. That's fair.
I'm sure you heard his comment. He was happiest. He was more happy about the 7 strikeouts than the 10 runs, and that being just 7 strikeouts. But I think that with the struggles that they have had, a lot of work has been put into kind of trying to find ways to help them along. And I think we saw kind of some of the fruits of the labor in that win last night. And along those lines, you know, not just because you got the win, but how you got the win and how the offense performed. I think that it was probably the manager in that, you know, he is still saying, we've got to see where this goes. You've got to take your time and make sure that what we are seeing is real. One game's not going to tell you that, but it certainly at least pointed them in the right direction.
Shannon, lots of names that we're going to talk to about here, but I'm going with the new guy, the 21-year-old Class A. What did you see out of him? I loved his demeanor. You know, I'm not fluent in Spanish, but I kind of picked up some of what he was putting down in the post-game interview with Jen Mueller. Love his demeanor. What you see, what you like?
I really like it. I mean, this is, you take one look at him and you can see part of the story. You know, he's 5'9", and he used to be an even smaller 5'9". And he's one of those ones who has been told no at every step along the way. So you know he's a fighter. So you know that's in there first and foremost. And he has had his ups and downs in the minor leagues. He's had a lot of at-bats in the minor leagues. And he's had a brilliant season where he has done something very few in the history of this game can do in stealing 79 bases and hitting 20 home runs. Those are, you know, crazy numbers. And to see him come up and have the appreciation that he had and still a calmness about him while admitting that it was emotional. He talked about crying when he called his mom to tell her that he got the call to the big leagues. But when he stepped up to the plate, you really didn't see him blink. And I loved that he was in swing mode. I think that we kind of celebrate, oh, so-and-so in their first at-bat took a walk. How about that? Or saw pitches. I like that he was in attack mode from the get-go. He wants to get on base. There's a good reason he wants to get on base, because if he gets on first base, he's on second base, unless Cal Raleigh is in front of him, like last night, unfortunately. But I think that, and that's nothing on Cal. He is a big catcher. I love just the confidence that we saw in him and his realization that I'm just going to bring my game up the road. He wasn't too worried about where he was or who was on the other side. I'm going to go out there and play my game. And I think it was a lot of fun to watch. I love the appreciation that the fans showed for him. And I thought it was an interesting move that the club made. I don't think anybody had him as the person who would be called up to take Dom Canzone's place. And I think it worked out nicely for a night, and he's going to get a few nights. You know, with Scott Service before the game yesterday said, yeah, probably be in there tomorrow and probably be in there the day after that. So I think that helps when you have that realization, too. It's very different. We're so used to seeing the young pitchers come up. There are very few young hitters that we have seen come up, and their ups and downs, you see so many more because they're out there so much. And there's the downside that you're going to have the more ups and downs, but the upside that if they let you, you have the opportunity the next day to go out there and see if you can work through that. But very nice debut for Class A.
Shannon, I loved your point about him being in swing mode and that we so often celebrate like just basic accomplishments, which is great. Drawing a walk in your first at-bat would be a wonderful debut, but that it was really cool to see him really go for it. However, I was happy to see a walk by one player, Julio, in the bottom of the first, drawing a walk in his at-bat. I I was okay. I almost liked it. Like, especially liked it. What did you make of his night? I know we've talked about a slow start, and it was uneven still, but what did you see?
Well, I think in that at bat in particular, especially with Crawford walking ahead of him on the full count and seeing that Montas, who is a very good pitcher, perhaps was a little bit off of his game, and Julio was not going to let him off the hook in that situation, which I think is important. I think I don't want to say he laid off a 2-2 pitch because the pitch was well out of the zone, but we've seen him swing at that pitch quite a bit. So you felt kind of good when you saw that, and then it was paid off in the walk. And I think that you're just looking for consistency at this point with him. You have seen him do it. You have seen him go up there and have the good plate appearances. And what we haven't seen is him do that night in and night out. We saw it perhaps a little bit in the first week to 10 days, but we have not seen that of late. So I think that was great to see, and, you know, him get rewarded by getting to score a run for the team in that situation. But, you know, he is still trying to kind of find it right now at the plate. And sometimes he's not giving himself the chance with the at-bats that he is having. You know, later in that game, he had a bat, I think it was five-pitch at-bat, where there was one border-like line strike, and he swung at all five pitches. So I think the bigger thing with him right now is pitch recognition, and that can sometimes come into mechanics and how you're set up. And he made changes over the off season to help him with that a little bit more. That's why he's been a little bit more still at the plate. That's why he's had less going on. And to me, I think that there are times when it is still a little bit adjustment, but there are other times when, you know, you've got to be really committed to the discipline that you're going to have in those situations and not try and do too much, because he's not going to swing his way out of it. He is going to make better pitch decisions his way out of it.
Speaking of pitch recognition, Jorge Polanco seems like he knows exactly what he's looking at. It's nice to see him be in the groove. This is the guy that we've expected to see. Am I wrong? And what have you seen in his game or his approach at the plate that's allowing him to have this recent success?
With him, I mean, I think I was as surprised about what he did as anybody out of the gates. He had a brilliant spring training, which, again, that's spring training, so there's no guarantee it's going to translate. But with the track record and with his strikeout percentage, he's not a guy that strikes out a ton. To look up and see almost 50% after the first week, you know that's not going to stand. And so I think for him, more than anything, it's getting back to who he is at the plate. And I don't know if dropping him in the order for a few days helped. All of a sudden, he is looking more like that three hitter, like that switch hitter that you want at the top of the lineup and batting behind Julio and JP. But I think more than anything, it is him getting comfortable with where he's at and where he is at the plate, and just kind of getting into who he is at the plate. I think that is more than anything. I don't think there have been any big changes with him, and there might have been a little bit of relaxing with him, which is hard to believe because he does seem like the most cool, calm, and collected person out there. But he puts a lot of responsibility on himself to come through, and he puts in a ton of work, so he's going to be the guy to come through. And he understands that they got him for what he has done, and that they like the player that he is, and particularly the hitter that he has been at the plate, although he made a brilliant play in the field as well yesterday, which was fantastic to see. But what I was most impressed with is that was his second home run at T-Mobile Park in the month of April. He's not a home run. He's not a home run hitter, but he is not, you know, a 30, 35 type home run hitter. And to see him get into a good hitter's count, and it seemed like almost effortlessly put over the wall in right field in April, that was a good sight to see from him. So I feel good about him feeling good in the ballpark, and that's important. That's part of the battle when you come to play for the Mariners.
Shannon, last one, and just a quick one for me, but I'm curious. I really liked Mitch Haniger's comments post-game saying, like, hey, I'm not stressed about a bad start. One of the worst teams I was on had a great start to the season. I have wondered, you know, how he would fit back into that leadership role here, and who, you know, without Gino here would kind of, you know, bring some levity. What's the culture? Are you seeing the early formations of kind of, you know, who's becoming a leader, who's becoming kind of like this really positive influence, or is it still too early to gauge what the culture of this clubhouse is like?
Can I give you my post-game show rant from last night?
Yes.
If you missed it, I can pretty much probably redo it verbatim.
Excellent.
I hope you heard, and I think I've heard a bunch of the comments being played on the station this morning, and they're in writing, and I actually, they're on our site about a week ago when I caught up with him, the very same comments, and when I asked him, hey, explain this, you know, let's talk some people off the ledge, what's going on with the offense, he said a lot of the same things, and that's on SeattleSports.com, but I see on social media and other places a lot of people saying that the Mariners are struggling because they traded away all their leadership. Mm-hmm. If you hear Mitch Haniger's comments from last night, and honestly, just about any time during the spring, and miss leadership in those comments, you need to go reexamine your baseball. I mean, you are not going to do better in the leadership category than Mitch Haniger. And he's not alone. Mitch Garver is somebody that stood up quite a bit. Jorge Polanco has as well, completely available to the players around him, has stood up in meetings from what I've heard. And I loved what he said with me on the field when he was the walk-off interview. And I asked what it was like to see a 21-year-old make his debut. And he said, you know, it's important that we are there for him. It's fantastic. And I want him to know that we're going to help him and anything he needs, we are there for him. But all of Mitch's comments and the experience that they come with, and there's a little bit of an edge to Mitch too. And the players, I think, appreciate that. But now that he is back this time, a little older, a little wiser, seen the other side, and I think with more confidence in his game than he's ever had. He's always been confident, but he really knows himself right now. He really knows what he needs to be successful. I think at that point, he can give more to others. And now he is very outward with the leadership, whereas before it might have been by example or a word here or there. No, he's kind of leading the charge in that right now, and he's asking people questions to find where they're at, and he's open to questions and open to helping, and he has a really good attitude about it, and it's kind of his attitude that if you're willing to listen, if they're willing to listen, take it in. If it doesn't work, great, but if not, they've been given another option. And I think that's exactly the guide that you want around you. So this team is not lacking in player leadership any way or form.
I love the rant, and I'm glad that I was here to hear it, Shannon. She is Mariners insider Shannon Dreyer, kind enough to join us on The Dugout with the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks, Shannon. I heard it live.
What a suck up. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you. And good questions, guys.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you. You're listening to The Dugout on Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app. A security guard had a major league manager pretty upset last night. We'll tell you what happened next.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
The Mariners are all about giving you more baseball for your buck. With Mariners Value Games, you can snag seats for as little as $10 to select games all season long. To get your tickets and check out the complete Mariners Value Game schedule, go to mariners.com/valuegames.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Dugout every Tuesday at 1 with Bump and Stacey on Seattle Sports, the home of the Mariners.
Is The Dugout, and we are taking a look around baseball. Let's start with some injury updates from the Cubs, who just faced off against the Mariners. 670 The Score reporting that the Cubbies are hopeful Seiya Suzuki's recovery from an oblique injury won't take quite as long as it did last time when he hadn't yet ramped up. It took him about 6 weeks then. Still, they'll be playing without him in the meantime. And I wish everyone nothing but great health, no matter what team they're on. But it's been so weird that, like, players have done damage against the Mariners and then gotten hurt, like, the following week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Be healthy as long as you can.
Yes.
But it's kind of a tease when you get injured right after we see you.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I would have liked to not have a home run.
Yeah, please.
from this person. But obviously wishing Seiya Suzuki the best in his recovery. Cubs, in the meantime, going on without him. Last night, Cardinals manager Ollie Marmol tried to challenge a call against the A's. The problem, an Oco security guard walked in front of him and was obstructing the ump's view of Marmol, so St. Louis wasn't able to get their challenge in on time. I saw this clip.
Yeah, me too.
Am I wrong in thinking that security guard wasn't necessarily in front of him quite long enough? I thought the reaction was a little over the top.
He was in the way.
He was in the way, but I felt bad for this man.
Dang way. Watch out. Give him a little push.
He's about to be out of a job at the end of the year.
There's no more Oco. I felt bad for the guy. He clearly didn't mean it. Nah. Marvel's losing his mind.
Get your awareness up, sir.
I felt awful for him, and I thought maybe he could have moved around.
If there was a T-Mobile Park security guard that got in the way of the opposing manager, we'd be celebrating this guy.
Yeah, he'd be a hometown hero. Exactly. Well,
you feel like you got away with one, but you know what? That's the game right there.
Yeah.
That's the game.
Former Mariners shortstop, remind me, Curtis, Yunesky Betancourt, right?
That's the one.
Was among four people arrested in South Florida on insurance fraud charges. Mm. Betancourt is alleged to have set up a fake car crash, which would have resulted in a $61,000 insurance payment. Mm. If convicted, he could face up to 10 years in prison.
This is common practice back where
I was just about to say.
Common practice. Oh, you're down? You're down? You're down bad? Yeah, insurance fraud.
I read this thing. I'm not telling anyone to commit insurance fraud. Please don't. It's a felony. But I think it is. There's this thing that people do where they like pull in front of you and then a car behind you. You know what I mean? So that car, it's two people. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's what he did. That car in front of you slams on the brakes and then the person behind you crashes into you or whatever. Yep. And
Hey.
It's messed up.
When I think of Yunesky Betancourt, I just think of like the very worst era of Mariners baseball. Like in the middle of the 20-year drought, he was like one of the guys out there every single day at shortstop. Wasn't particularly good like at anything.
Yeah.
They did a commercial with him and Jose Lopez where instead of the double mint twins, they were the double play twins.
Okay. Wordplay.
Not from the direction they want.
Yunesky Betancourt, man. Like, what are you doing getting tied up with this crowd,
buddy?
You know
what he's doing? He's trying to get that bag.
I know, 61,000.
He's down.
I think somebody said on Twitter that he had made over $15 million in his playing career. So
what? But he's doing insurance fraud for
$61,000.
This is the messiest story we've had in MLB headlines. Normally, we just talk about injuries
and
promotions.
How many baby mamas he got? That's the question.
Oh, wow.
How many baby mamas?
Yankees announcer John Sterling will announce his retirement on Friday, effective immediately. He's been the radio voice of the Yankees for the last 35 years, called more than 5,000 games, including every single game of Derek Jeter and Mariano Rivera's career.
That's crazy. When you lose a voice that you grew up listening to, it's like when Chick Hearns passed away for the Lakers, it doesn't seem the same. I watch Laker games now, and Stu Lance is on the local broadcast for all my LA people out there, and it still don't feel the same without Chick being there. So I can imagine just how the games are going to be consumed without this voice.
Now, do we celebrate him by playing a great call of his, or do we play some blooper calls?
I would like to hear both, please.
Okay, so here is a blooper call.
Here's the 1-0. Swung on, there it goes. Deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. But caught. Well, caught by Tapia. Boy, I thought that was gone. So Stanton got close, and he sent Tapia back to the wall to make the catch. And the Yankees awesome. Come up just empty. That would have tied the game.
I like the little salt on the wound. That would have tied the game. I really thought that was gone.
Here's another one.
Pitch, 1-2. Swung on, hit the air to right. Back goes Stanton on the track at the wall, leaping, and she is gone. It is a home run. They're all waiting. And why are they waiting?
Because Stanton caught the ball.
And coming off the field is Chapman. Stanton never threw the ball back in. But Stanton just robbed Chapman of a home run. Wow. What a play by Stanton.
They're such a great crew, though, for real. No cap here.
Because they caught the ball.
Because they caught the ball. But why?
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you say you have an all-time great?
Let's see here. There's a lot of
I don't
John
want one against
Sterling
the Mariners.
Audio.
I mean, he is an all-time.
Here's his call of Aaron Judge's 60th.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on that. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. He's tied the Babe. It's a Judgian blast. His 60th home run of the year. Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Yankees, Dodgers-Padres on Sunday Night Baseball was the most watched non-Yankees-Red Sox game on ESPN in 6 years. No surprise that it's Dodgers.
That's what we do. You know, Ohtani, Mookie, Freeman.
I mean, that makes sense, yeah.
You know, Tatis over there. You know, it's all good. Go Mariners. Go Mariners.
Oh, God.
Nothing? You got nothing for me?
I got a couple more here. I'm
talking
stories.
About that.
No, it's I know. Okay. Wait, what are you got?
Nothing, Stacey.
I'm just going on to the prospect thing here. the Rangers are bringing up one of their top pitching prospects. So keep an eye out. Obviously, everyone watching in the AL West to see how the Rangers and Astros are doing. They're going to start Jack Leiter. I think I'm saying his last name. Leiter, thank you. He's their number 8 prospect. He's going to get the start Thursday against the Tigers on the road in Detroit.
You know what? I need to invest more in prospects because I love underdog stories and guys being called up and doing their thing. So, yeah, I appreciate this story because it gives me another name just to watch and see how his career grows and develops.
Here's the problem, and here's where I'm torn. I always root for someone in their debut to find success. What if someone in their debut is playing for an AL West divisional rival? What do I do? What am I supposed to do
day,
there?
On that day, it's okay.
Like, I felt this was not his debut, but I was low-key happy for Ronel Blanco.
Yeah, I was too. I mean, we're
just don't
humans.
Do it again.
We're human beings.
It didn't happen against the Mariners.
And don't do it again.
And by the way, the Astros are terrible right now. They're dead last.
Yeah, they are. Michael Busch homers in his 5th straight game, tying the most by any Cubs player ever. It matches the longest streak by a Cubs player since 1900. That player is probably not with us anymore. He led off.
Is he?
I would hope he's not. He'd be 124 years old at the youngest.
He led off the second inning with his 6th home run of the season. Again, 5th in a row, 419 feet to center.
Hey, his name's Michael, for crying out loud. Come on. Great. Michael B at that? Let's go.
It is another Michael
Let's
B.
Let's go, Michael. Good job, buddy. Keep it up.
You're listening to The Dugout. We have a couple cool interviews coming your way. So coming up at 1:45, Mariners pitching coach Pete Woodworth is going to join us. We have plenty of questions, not just about Kirby, about the bullpen. We're curious to know maybe some of his favorite pitches from this entire group. Who's got especially filthy stuff this season? Before then, though, we're going to be joined by Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill. It's coming your way next.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed.
Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You're listening to The Dugout every Tuesday at 1 with Bumpin' Stacy on Seattle Sports, the home of the Mariners.
Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill joining us now on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Gary, it feels nice to talk to you after a great Mariners win. What to you was maybe the most encouraging thing about last night's game?
Yes, that was nice, wasn't it? That was one we could all enjoy. The slug for me was the best. The homers, the doubles, the triple mixed in, and that is something that has really been missing in the early part of the season offensively, and it was good to see. This team is certainly capable of damage. We just haven't seen a lot of damage so far. So last night, a lot of ways, was a breath of fresh air. Also, Kirby pitched great as well. It was kind of a complete game for the Mariners, which was awesome. And for me, you know, the rotation, as much as we've talked about the offense, and the offense has struggled, there's no doubt. But, you know, the rotation went through a hiccup, too. There was about a turn and a half where, outside of Miller's start, the rotation really struggled. And, you know, this team's backbone is the rotation. And when the rotation is not pitching great, it's going to be really hard to win. And now you look up, and this last turn, it's been quality start from every guy. So it feels like that ship is now going in the right way. And if the offense can get cranked up going, then you're in business, I think.
First off, Gary, how are you, and go Cougs?
Go Cougs. I'm doing great. It's great to talk to you, Bump.
Good. You too, Gary. As always, man. Stacy,
wow. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't realize my mic was on.
Hey, fun game last night. Fun game. But Gary, I told this to Stacy earlier. I go, the dad in me just comes out, and I go, we'll do it again. You know, my son does something great. I go, yeah, great performance. Do it again. Now, I don't expect these guys to have the night that they had or the day they had yesterday. But, you know, you want to see some kind of overlap. And one thing that was missing was JP didn't have the greatest day. He did walk his first at bat. Julio didn't make great contact, I guess, with his single. But he got on base and did his thing. Is there something that didn't happen last night that you're looking forward to seeing tonight?
Well, what I want to see is a series win. And going into last night, I am hoping for a series win against Cincinnati, a series win against Colorado going into Texas. So I was looking at this thing very short term going into Texas, because that's series win. That's not something that's happened so far. So that's what I'm looking for coming in. And that can happen tonight. That can happen tomorrow. But that's what I want to see. To your broader point, like, there are guys moving in the right direction. Haniger has been really great at the plate so far. His walk rate has been elite. His hard hit rate has been really good. We've seen Polanco really moving in the right direction. His last four games, he's walked a ton. He's bashed a couple of home runs. And I think what you want to see is a couple more guys come along for the ride right now, because you're never going to get everyone hot at the same time. But this start seemingly has been everyone cold at the same time. But if you can get Haniger, Polanco, maybe you get JP and Julio going at the same time, then your offense is really starting to move in the right direction. So that's the kind of thing that I'm looking for here the rest of this homestand, but moving into the road trip as well. Can you get four guys going at the same time? And then you can put some runs on the board. And it doesn't have to be nine. We know with this pitching staff, hey, four runs will win on most nights. Five runs is great, but four runs are going to win on most nights. So that's what you're looking for.
I do not mean to look ahead beyond even this series, but you mentioned the Rockies, and I had spaced in realizing that you were going to face them, and they have so many depth issues right now. I never want to chalk up, especially with the slow start the Mariners have had, that anything is going to be a series win, but it is especially intriguing to think that they could have two series wins if they play some of their best baseball, heading into a matchup against an AL West opponent in a division where everyone's kind of had a slow start.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of this thing so far. A lot of starts, and I was thinking about coming into this season, is don't get buried early. I think that was the biggest key, right? They have found themselves early, like falling behind 7-8 games, right? And then it's a lot of work. It takes a lot of work to get back. And the beauty of this season so far is no one has broken away in the AL West.
Right.
In fact, nobody is above 500 yet. So no one is out of the gate strong. In fact, the Astros have struggled more than any other team. So that's good for the Mariners so far, because despite them not playing well out of the gates, they are not buried. I mean, far from it. So what I'm hoping for is going into the Texas series. I am really intrigued by that series, but you're right. You can't chalk up wins. It's baseball. You can get beat by anyone in a series, especially on the road. But you feel like, especially with the starting pitching matchups, that's where the Rockies struggle the most. The Mariners will have a big advantage on the mound in those three games. So, yeah, I'm hoping for series win. I'm expecting series win on the road against them. So win this series, win the next series, and then see what happens against Texas. And it's funny where things could be in just a week from right now if things fall that way.
Gary, yesterday, Stacey and I were talking about expectations for Class A. I go, I got none, man. You go out there and enjoy this moment and make it yours. One game, and I go, I don't know, what can he do? Can he hang around for a while?
Get two RBI
What are your expectations for Class A? Is there a scenario where he does hang around, or do you think this is just a rental and he'll go back down to AAA?
Well, if you produce, you hang around. That's the thing. That's the game. So if you're going to hit, if you're going to produce, you're going to stick around. But I think it was interesting. We had a chance to talk to Jerry DePoto yesterday about kind of the decision-making with Class A. And it's interesting because they had a lot of different options to go to. Like, we've seen Marlowe. It could have been him. They could have gone infield. It could have been Bliss. You know, there's a bunch of different directions they could have gone. But they intentionally went with Class A, and for a very specific reason. And I think he called it the energy class, right? He gives them a spark. And he's a guy with a lot of different tools. Jerry calls him an 80-grade runner, which is top shelf. He's one of the fastest guys in organized baseball. And he's the kind of guy who, what I am hoping for, I'm with you, Bump, that I don't have any expectations, especially for a 21-year-old coming up. And I even think that the front office isn't exactly sure what they're going to see with him this time around. It's his very first taste of the majors. He's a really young player. We're not sure what to expect. It was a great start last night, but I'm hoping for just some energy, some spark, some excitement. And we saw that last night. Hey, maybe tonight he'll steal a couple of bags, right? That's the kind of thing I'm hoping for. I do think in the Class A conversation, and Major League debuts are the best. They're great. I kind of overlook, though, is where Luke Raley is going to play into this, because I think he's going to get the majority of the at-bats with Dom out of the lineup. He's going to step in there. He's going to play a lot. We haven't seen him get consistent ABs so far this year. I think he's going to get them right now. And he was productive in the game yesterday, which was great to see. He's got a really varied skill set. We saw him drop a bunt. We saw him hit a triple. He's the backup in center. He can play first. He can hit a home run, too, which we haven't seen yet. But he's got a lot of power. I'm really intrigued the next couple weeks for Luke Raley to see if he can get on track and be a productive guy for the Mariners.
Hey, Gary, out of curiosity, anything else stand out as maybe an interesting little nugget from your conversation, your guys' conversation with Jerry yesterday?
So one of the interesting things that we talked about, the starts for Miller and Logan Gilbert, and they have been really exciting. They've been excellent for both of them. And there's something that ties both of them together in what they've done so far this year. And a lot of credit goes to the pitchers themselves and the Mariners as well. But the way they have transformed themselves, both of them, because Gilbert, when he first came up, was heavy fastball, right? And we saw that with Miller. Like, fastball was his weapon. And we look at Logan Gilbert this year, and through the course of the last few seasons, he has really overhauled his entire secondaries. He's transformed himself as a pitcher. He's become very different. And he's already thrown a couple of games this year where he could not have thrown 2 years ago, because if he didn't have his fastball, he would have struggled. But he's got a number of other pitches to lean on right now. And you look at some of the underlying metrics, man, his cutter that he just broke out this year rates as an excellent pitch. Like, all his breaking stuff is hitting, along with his fastball. He is off to a great start, and it's really encouraging moving forward. And Bryce Miller, it's the same thing. You know, the splits were so heavy last year. He dominated righties. He got hit with lefties. He knows that. The Mariners knew that. So the question was, okay, what do you do coming into this year? And it's been the splitter that's kind of neutralized the lefties. And look at the start that he's on. I've just been so impressed, and, yeah, and Jerry talked about it too, with both those guys and the start to their seasons. Both of those guys as people, just thirsting for knowledge, diving into it, changing who they are and what they do, because they both could have been just decent pitchers with the way they were. Their stuff was fine.
Right.
But they want to take it to the next level, which is really cool.
He is Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill. Very cool interview. Thanks for joining us on The Dugout, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Anytime. Fun as always.
You're listening to The Dugout. Let's talk pitching with Pete Woodworth coming up next.
You're listening to The Dugout every Tuesday at 1 with Bump and Stacey on Seattle Sports, the home of the Mariners.
Joining us now on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline, it is Pete Woodworth. And Pete, great day to talk about pitching after a solid game from Kirby. Your starters have tossed five consecutive quality starts. A nice shift here. I know the win-loss record doesn't always show it, but you've seen some good stuff from your guys lately. What's been standing out?
Yeah, little shaky at first, first go around through the rotation, but the guys are settling in. They're figuring out what they need to do this year, and kind of turning the page from last year. A handful of them have implemented some new weapons, and they're kind of learning how and when to use them and where to use them. So it took about 10 days, but yeah, this last go through the rotation was as good as you can ask for.
Hey, Coach, the gift and the curse with Kirby is that he throws a lot of strikes, so teams seem to be were a bit more aggressive with him. Seemed like he did a good job expanding his zone last night. How difficult is it for a guy to kind of change his mindset when it comes to that, or was that even part of his thought process? Is something that happened?
Yeah, we were talking about a gift and a curse, or a double-edged sword. If you do what George Kirby does through 162 games, through 35 starts, he's going to have a great year. Every now and then, you're gonna run into those teams that swing a lot, that don't miss a lot, that are just going to put balls in play, and sometimes the game doesn't go your way. That Cleveland game early on, I thought George executed at an elite rate, but they just found 10 different holes out there in the field. But that is, it is part of George's development and learning how to expand the zone, learning how and when he needs to exit the zone and get some swing and chase outside of the zone. But what that kid does every fifth day and the aggression that he pumps in the zone is I've never seen anything like it. So it's definitely a gift. But that's part of his development is learning how and when to expand.
I am so used to Matt Brash's slider being the answer to this, and it probably would be were he coming out of the bullpen, but he's not right now. He's still rehabbing injury. So of the guys that you've been able to see, including your starters, who's had one of the filthiest pitches you've seen this year where afterwards you're turning to the guys and you're like, man, I maybe didn't know he had that in him.
Oof. Bryce and Logan have thrown some splits this year that, you kind of wonder how guys could even touch it. Let's see, from the bullpen, Stanek has thrown some splits as well, but, one of my least favorite guys to play catch with, it's always 100 miles an hour. There's no first gear for Mr. Stanek. When you're playing catch, whether it's 40 feet or 120 feet, it is an absolute cable. Cody Bolton has really nasty stuff. That is not a fun guy to step in the box against. It moves in all directions. Brett DeGus has one of the best curveballs I've seen. Tyson Miller is that unique Paul Sewald, Penn Murphy crossfire upshoot. That fastball just doesn't come down. It's really, really different, really strange, really unique. I feel like I'm missing somebody. I'm missing Matt Brash for sure.
But I took him off the table, so we know we love
we
Matt
all
Slater.
Are.
Yeah.
We walk by the stadium there. I think it's on First, where all their pictures are up, and Tony Arnerich, bullpen coach, and I take a picture in front of Matt's face every day and send it to him, counting down the days until we see Maddie in a slider again.
Hopefully not too many pictures to go.
Yeah.
We last year, obviously, Paul Sewald was a big part of this team. I'm closing games out. Last night, Salcedo did his thing, man. It was fun to watch him have that type of success. What does a night like last night do for a guy like Salcedo?
Especially after the last 6 or 7 games, he didn't have the opportunity to pitch in the Toronto or the Cubs series, which just happens sometimes. You face a very right-handed heavy lineup. Your starters are going, deep into games. There's not a ton of bullpen usage in the last 5-6 games. So not only to see him do that at home, Sauce loves it here in Seattle. Sauce loves the fans. Sauce loves the electric factory here. But to see him do that after not being out there for over a week, it's not an easy feat. To see him come out and start this series off and close the door, especially the way he did, punch it out the side, ton of energy, ton of passion. Like, it just, I don't know. It definitely fired the boys up. Class A's debut yesterday definitely fired the boys up. So a lot of things happened last night that kind of sparked our clubhouse. So I'm excited to get to the park today.
I was going to say, I always wonder how much overlap and interaction there is between a bullpen, the starters, and the lineup. Is there a lot of it? Like, if there's a new guy who's, out there playing in the outfield or anything, do you guys all go dap them up, say, hey, welcome to the big leagues? What's that like?
With Class A, especially yesterday on Jackie Day, it was a pretty big deal. This kid's had a good start to his minor league career. He's kind of skyrocketed through. He had an incredible season last year with the mix of power and speed. You don't see that very often. So everybody in that clubhouse, knows who Class A is. They've spent time with him the past 2 spring trainings. They see the tools and the talent. I think that's just something unique about our clubhouse and our organization is that it's not really 2 separate entities of position players and pitchers. It's a really cohesive unit. And that, it hasn't always been that way. It's kudos to the guys in that room that have really like torn down those walls and come together as a group and a unit. Taylor Saucedo is one of the main reasons for that. You know, someone that can bridge the pitcher position player relationship. I don't know if that answered the question, but
it gives some insight into kind of what goes on behind the scenes with the relationships and when guys come up to the bigs. It's fun insight into what happens.
To see where Logan Gilbert has come from when he debuted and he was just this, you know, strange, tall, gangly, weird pitcher that had all these tools and drills and was really different and really quiet. But now he's like the ringleader of the pre-game in dugout, you know, get ready to take the field speech. And it's cool to see how far our players have come, but just how close this group is. They've been together for a couple years now, the core group. And then you just enter new guys and this is kind of the norm now. It's one team. It's one unit. It's pretty cool.
Coach, I'm a coach myself. I'm a football background, football, soccer, basketball. And what I've noticed is that, man, coaches be coaching no matter what. I be on my son's sideline. I'm having conversation with my wife. Oh, that first touch is bad. I need to try this and all that. You know, my mind is always moving. I would assume that it's kind of like that for you guys. When you see a guy like Montas last night struggling to open the game, are you looking at his mechanics and trying to figure out what he's doing, or you just sit back and enjoy the show?
No, I got my feet up. I am enjoying us putting a ton of runs on the board early. We have faced Frankie Montas a lot. When he was with Oakland, I felt like we faced him six times every year. And he did his damage against us for quite some time. So to kind of get it back last night was definitely fun to watch. I'm not thinking of coaching the other guys. I don't get to watch our offense a ton. Like there's a lot of work to be done in between innings, whether that's talking to the pitcher, talking to our catchers, just watching previous games or previous innings and pitches. But last night, you know, with walk, you peek your head up and like, all right, we got something going here. And then you look out and you kind of see him spraying and you kind of feel bad, but at the same time, no, let's jump on these guys. Let's start the series off the right way. And we put together like 7-8 straight really good at bats.
I feel it.
You've talked quite a bit about Logan in a different way, but let's talk about this pitching matchup tonight. You got Hunter Green against Logan. We already know everything we've come to expect from Gilbert. Tell us a bit about what you're watching for him, and then maybe just a bit of insight into Hunter.
Don't know a ton about Hunter. I know the big velo, you know, been watching him from afar, kind of seeing, you know, like most young guys development, they come up, they got a big pitch. He was throwing 100, but there wasn't a ton else. So to see kind of how his secondaries and how his pitchability has improved, is cool. Cause I'm not saying everybody can throw 100, but a lot of guys come up and throw hard. So to see guys like start polishing the rock is, you know, as a pitching coach, as a baseball fan, it's fun to see. Tonight's going to be pretty electric with those two guys. Gilbert's had a great start to the season. He's implemented a new cutter. That was kind of his off season project. The split was last year. The slider was the year before. So every year he's kind of graduating to the next pitch and the next year. So we've kind of seen how the cutter is fitting into the whole mix and when to use it, where to use it, how to help it set up his primary weapons like his slider and his split. But he's been commanding the fastball really well, which is not always been his strength. It's always been big velo, you know, huge extension, big fastball jumping on you, but it's kind of just been, you know, wherever it ends up, it ends up. He's he's not a little baby anymore. He doesn't have a beard, but he's turning into a man, and he's learning how to move and command his fastball in, what is this, year four.
He is Pete Woodworth, kind enough to join us for a look at this pitching staff and the bullpen on the dugout. Thanks so much, Pete. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks for having me.
This has been The Dugout. Don't go anywhere. Wyman and Bob coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.